Okay, good morning, everyone. We're holding Simin, Shin Pei Vav, Sif Zion, page Resh Nun Vav. So I'm recording, it's Erev Shavuos. I'm recording tonight's shir for those who are home for Shavuos here in Hampshire Heights. And we'll give the shir after Mincha today. But for those who are not, here we go. We're going to record the shir. It's a shorter one. We're starting Sif Zion, page Resh Nun Vav. And we're halfway through the page already. Today we're going to discuss a little bit about the laws of Chadash. That's what's going to come up at the end of the shir today. We can't do a full job on it. We'll do a quicker job, just a basic background. Zakta mechaber siv zayin. Mishtatfim b'shnei beitzim, you can use two eggs for your shitufim evoyes. Afilu chayim, even if they're raw. B'shnei rimonim, two pomegranates. B'chamisha afarsakim, five afarsakim. Pardon my Hebrew, I don't recall now where they are, peaches or pears. B'litra yarek, litra of a yarek. Bein chai, bein mevushal, whether it's raw or cooked, as long as it's not half cooked. The poilin lachim, moist poilin, I think those are types of beans or legumes. Kamali hayan, a handful. With wild apples, mali hakav, the size of a kav of wild apples. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, sivkot lamechesa filu chayim. Zimnin desayidim hen al piyad chak. Sometimes people eat raw eggs al piyad chak. Lametes v'shnei rimayinim b'chamisha afarsakim. They will dvar magilum love the kinuach suda. These things are usually to come for dessert. And the shir zed da the kinuach shtei sudas im nechashivusam. This amount of these fruits is considered enough for dessert for two sudas because they're very chashiva fruits. The gemara isa oidima arvim ba'asari agoizim 10 nuts. Oiva esrog gachor on 1 esrog mehay time in the chashivi. They're very chashiv. The litra yarek the pachit mizel lechashivi less than a litra is not chashiv. It does bring down that a litra is machlekes. Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says it's a lug, which is 4 reviyas, 12 ounces, and the Rambam says it's 2 reviyas, which would be 6 ounces. Rashi, the Kaf HaChaim writes, that it can't be half cooked. These things are eaten raw. A handful is enough to be as a side dish for 2 sudas. These things you only eat at chak, and therefore, I guess that's the reason why it needs to be a larger shear. Some say all apples need to have a larger shear. Dates and figs also have the shear of maliakav, dry figs. The shemen shear of revius with vela shear mana. Shemen is the revius, and vela are like pressed figs. Is the shear of a Money. Now, there's one more sivkot in here. Mali hakav, the batzim rehachi lechashiv. Less than the kav is not chashim. Now, this sounds like something which is not so negeya, not so relevant. Like, who's at the end of the day, we always make an erev chatzeris slash shetuf mevayis using matzah, using machine matzah. That's the typical minug. However, sometimes someone's stuck somewhere and they can rely on these things for shetuf mevayis. But really, what it's negeya for is something which we're going to be learning in a few weeks from now, which is erev tchumen. Which means in 2 weeks we're going to start Hilchos Tchumen, a week at, less than 2 weeks. We're starting Hilchos Tchumen in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks we're starting Hilchos Tchumen, and in Hilchos Tchumen there will be measuring where the Tchum ends, figuring out where the Tchum is, the borders of the Tchum. And the halacha is if someone by mistake goes out of the tchum or needs to go out of the tchum for emergencies, and then we're going to discuss the halachas of erev tchumen to extend your tchum in one direction and how to make an erev tchumen. And the way to make an erev tchumen is using food, and it's going to have the same halachas as the shtufa mevoyos. The foods that you could use over here and the size that you use over here is the same for erev tchumen. So this technically can be relevant and is relevant for someone making an erev tchumen. We'll see over there though what's the best, you know, the best foods to use for erev tchumen. But upon him, this is where it may be relevant. Zog siv ches mishtatin afilu ba'oichol shein roiloi. You're allowed to do a shtuf mevayos with food that for you as an individual is not roi to eat. For example, in roi l'shem adam is only just roi for other people. Can go in a nazir b'yayin. A nazir can use wine for a shtuf mevayos even though he himself can't drink it, but other yidin can drink it. Oli yisrael b'truma, even though only a kohen can eat the truma, Israel can still use it. Because even though this particular fellow cannot eat it, but other people can. This is where he made a nether, a shua, not to eat it. He made a nether, a shua, not to have hana from the food. Then he can't use it for stupid mevoyis because the stupid mevoyis is giving him hana from the food. But if he says kainim the hana or the achila on me, then he can't use it. I believe the reason why is because over there he said kainim the hana, and that makes it clear and pashut that he's also for him to have hana from the food. Although I did not see at the Mishnah Berurah on this, so this Ramah might need a little more hesber. The Mechaber said if someone says yesh oimrim, if you're nader and nishbash lo yehanim imenu, boy, but if you say kainim, then it sounds like kuli amamayde. What's the pshat in that? That will have to wait till we see the Mishnah Berurah. I did not see that yet. Okay, zok the Mishnah Berurah over here. Subkat menvav mishtatfin. Who adin in inyan eruv techumen? Bechein kol elu asif ma kainim shayach gam eruv techumen v'le be eruv chatzeres enel bepas. These halachas are not negay of eruv chatzeres that needs pas, and we use matzah. That's why when it comes to the halachas of Tiltal, carrying in the chatzer, it's not so relevant the past few days. The halacha is, but for Erev Tchumen it is, because over there, we don't really use bread, we use other foods, and it's negeya to know which foods can be used. Well, the Yisrael, but Truma, since the Kayin can eat the Truma, therefore the Yisrael can use it for his Erev. B'yachshav shekolonu tamei emesim, now they're all tamei emesim, ein Truma tohera ru'uya l'shem adam ein arba, now no one can eat Truma tohera, and therefore you should not use Truma tohera for your Erev. Mikamakim bechala nira de ma'arvin mishtatfin. Chala you can. And the reason for that is because, especially chalas chutz la'aretz, it is technically mutter for a kohen who did not see keri, who's clearly tar, it's mutter for him to eat it. And there are certain shitas that say you can give it to a child who for sure didn't see keri. And it's not our minug. Our minug is that we burn it, we don't give it to anyone to eat, but technically, mitzad hadin, there are ways and there are times where it can be eaten by people that are clearly tahara. And the halakas, those halakas of chala, if you see the sharatzin, it's of katan mem gimel, which is in the second to last line in the sharatzin, the third, ayin simen tofel and zayin min adin chala schutz laretz rila kayin shetavel lekirya, a kayin that tovel, he tovels and he's tahara from keri, he's allowed to eat it. And we'll see over there when we learn simen tofel and zayin, not so far off, less than a year. And 3/4 of a year will be smack in the middle, 2/3 of the way through Hilchos Pesach already. And we'll see over there more the halachas of challah in detail. There's a whole siman there about taking challah, and we'll go through the halachas over there. But for now, it is shayach technically medina for someone to eat the challah, especially challahs chutz la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure about. But kapanim challahs chutz la'aretz, you can. And the mela, you could be used for your erev tchumen. However, Zakh Mishnah Berurah, in your Mishnah Noyuk Shalech al-Khadash, someone is minig is not to eat Khadash. It depends on why he's not eating it. If it's just viewed by him as a chumra, then he could use it for an Erev. If he's nizer because he holds it's really awesome in Adin, if he's doing it, it's a nice thing to be machmer on, then you can use it for an Erev Tchumen or for Shtufim Mevoyes. If he holds it awesome in Adin, then he can. So what's the shaila here about chadash? Is it asr? Is it mutter? So I figured it's a short shir, so let's take a little peek at the halachas of chadash, something which comes up every single year. It's nagei all the time, and a little background to the isra of chadash. Now I'll see one more Mishnah Berurah just to finish the page over here before we move on to Hilchas Chadash. Mishnah Berurah v'chein mishnatef by hoyel v'chazi la'achrini, since it's roy for someone else, therefore it's considered a valid erev, even though he made a neder or a shvua not to eat it. So in this Mishnah Berurah, this page will stop at Sivkot and Memtes, and that will go weiter on Sunday. Let's talk about Chadash. So the easiest way, it's a very large sugya. Instead of talking, you know, outside, I'm going to turn to Siman Tav Pei Tes. So Tav Pei Tes Siv Yud is where the Mechaber and our Chaim talks about Hilchos Chadash. In Yaradeya, Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel, it's five sifin there in Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel. In our Chaim, it's Siman Tav Pei Tes Siv Yud. Over there, the Mechaber says, Asa Lecha Chadash Af Izman Azeb. It's also for a person to eat Chadash, even Izman Azeb. Bein lechem, bein kali, bein caramel, whether it's bread or roasted kernels or soft kernels, at chilas leil yudches benisan, until the night of yudches benisan. Where it's Yisrael, at chilas leil yudzayim benisan, until the night of yudzayim benisan. So, what does this mean? What this means is the pasuk says v'lechem v'kali v'charmel leisaychu ad etam ayim hazeh b'chomesh v'seichem. The pasuk says that there's an iser to eat any of the new grain, grain that has grown in the year, until the carbon omer is brought, which means every year on the second day Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, which was the first day Chol HaMoed, in the Beis Hamikdash, they bring a carbon omer, which was a carbon of barley. This carbon was reishis ketzirchem. From the crop that grew in that winter, this was the first crop that you cut. You cut it the night before, and then it was the first carbon brought from the new crop. It was brought from barley. And when that carbon was brought, now all that grain that grew this past year now is mutter to eat. Now it becomes yashan. Now you can eat it. But until that carbon omer is brought, all the grain that grew that year is asr to eat. It's chadash. And in Eretz Yisrael, this is an iser deraisa, the kuli alma. And chutz la'aretz we'll talk about in a moment. So what this means is that typically the way it works in nowadays is that there are two crops, at least in America, two crops of wheat and the five grains, wheat, oats, spelt, rye, and barley, two different crops every year. There's winter wheat and spring wheat. Winter wheat is planted in the winter and it's harvested usually after the carbon omer. And the halacha of the omer of chadash is anything which took root. It's machlokes if it's 3 days before the omer or 2 weeks before the omer. The omer is matter that grain. So the winter wheat in America, which is planted in the winter, it sits in the winter the entire winter, sits in the ground the entire winter, harvested after Pesach. That wheat is always yashan, because by the time it comes to your plate, it's always going to be already. It was in the ground before the carbon, and it was hutar ayadei the carbon omer, which nowadays is no carbon omer. So the heter is at the end of the first day Chol HaMoed, which in Eretz Yisrael is the second day. Over here, it's the third day Yom Tov. Over here, it's the end of the, yeah, it's Tchilas Leil Yud Ches. That's Vav Tezayin Yud Zayin. It's the end of the first day Chol HaMoed. That's where it would be mutter. So this winter wheat is always mutter. Winter wheat is typically called low gluten wheat, and it's used for cakes in bakeries and stuff like that. That is always yashan. Then the spring wheat. Spring wheat is usually planted in the spring after Pesach and harvested in the late summer. And this spring wheat is what we call chadash, because it was planted after the carbon omer, after Pesach, and therefore it was never hutar. And until the following Pesach is considered chadash, and that wheat is aser to eat in Eretz Yisrael midir areisa. In Chutz Laretz we're going to talk in a moment. So that will be aser until the carbon omer, until Pesach, that's going to be called chadash. So memela, what happens is from Pesach until the end of the summer, even that spring wheat, it usually takes time till it gets to your plate. So usually sometime during Elul, from Pesach till Elul, there's no shilas at all. Everything you're eating is considered yashan, and there's no shilas. The shilas start from around mid-Elul time, whenever it is every year, a little different, until Pesach. That's where we have a shila. Are you allowed to eat the new wheat, or are you not allowed to eat new wheat because it is chadash? So what's the shila? So the Mishnah Berurah over there says that mashem mizef and the pasuk b'chol moish v'seichem, the af b'chutz la'aretz noig isra at etam hayom. Even in chutz la'aretz there's an isra of chadash. Now, Mishum Sveik of the Yemo were Machmer and Chutzlar, it's one extra day. So instead of saying the day of the Omer was the second day, it's considered the third day of Pesach. Until after the third day is going to be Aser to eat the new wheat. Now, based on this, based on the fact that it's Mashma, and that's the Psak of Rav Rishonim, the Psak of Rav Rishonim in the Machaber, that Chodesh is Aser, but Chutzlar, even the Araisa, even Mizman Azeh, Lechara, we have a problem, and we should be being very careful to only eat what we call Yashan from the around Elul time until Pesach. Now we find that most people are mekel with the minig by many people, especially Hasidim, is to be mekel when it comes to the shaila of chadash. What's the pshat? So the Ramban Yeridea first brings down the pshat like this. He says the svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? He says every time you have wheat or you have bread or cakes. So first of all, it's the suffix if the wheat was from the previous year, and anyways it's yashan, and even if the wheat's from this year. Even if from this year, maybe it was took root before Pesach. Whenever you have grain and you have breads, the grain could have been from the year before that was stored in a silo somewhere. And even if it's from this year, maybe it was Nishrash before Pesach. And because you have a Svek Sveika, therefore we're Mekel. And this was Nageya in the olden days. It was very hard to keep track of where everything came from. And there are those that ask on this Svek Sveika, it's Shem Oines Chan, who it's really one Suffolk. Is it Chadash or Yashan? There are Terutzim for that, which I may speak about this actually on Shavuos for those who are here, and we'll get more in depth. But for now, there are Terutzim for that Kasha of Shem Oines Chan, who it's really one Suffolk. And because of that Suffolk, they used to be Mekel to eat Chadash. There are Achrayim that say that there are certain grains that say, barley and oats that were clearly not nishrash before the Omer, so there you would not have a Svek Sveika, you have only one suffering, and there this heter would not be a valid heter. Okay, so what's the other heter? He said, the Fishu Davar Kasha Li Azar Bazan, in the olden days it was very hard to be machmir on the Isser Chadash and Chutz Laretz. Therefore, the Seimich of Neyat Chak, that the Mishnah Brura mixes her Rishainim and hold Chadash and Chutz Laretz is only Midar Abonon, and the Mela, since it's Midar Abonon, they only were geyser in places that are close to Eretz Yisrael. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Trumas, or Zeruah perhaps. And they say that they never were gezer the Isser Chadash far from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one can be Mekel and eat the Chadash and Chutz Laretz. This is not the main, the Shitas of the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, and many other Rishonim and the Mechaber are Machmir. But because of the Tzairich, there are those that that felt to be Samech on the Shitas that are more Mekel, and Chadash and Chutz Laretz is Mutter. That this is the Shita of the Bach, that Chadash is only noig by Tfuah Shel Yisrael, not Tfuah of Goyim. If you have grain of Goyim, there you don't have to be noig this or Chadash, the Shita of the Bach, the big machlek is tasteless is machmer and that, but the Bach is mekel. And there's a famous Zach, one of the reasons why Chasidim are not machmer and Chadash in Chutz Laretz, or by Tfuah Shel Goyim, is because the Baal Shem Tov had a dream and he saw the Bach over there, and the Mele Baal Shem Tov and the Bach said to, I don't know the exact details of the dream, not that that you could be Samech on the Bach, and therefore Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim were Samech on the Bach, and they ate the Tvua of Goyim. They were not knowing Yisr Chadash, which is Nageya, Derech Agav, even in Eretz Yisrael, where a lot of the grain comes from Ukraine, or at least did before the war, and you have to know always where the grain comes from over there. However, every Hechsher in Eretz Yisrael, I believe, when I give a Hechsher on any grain product, it's always going to be Yashan, and they're always Machmer over there, and therefore you always know it's Yashan. In America, most Hechsherim are not Machmer on Chadash, and they are Samech on a different sheet as a Kula that the Minig became over the years, that everyone was Mekel on this. Kach Nogu, everyone was Mekel in Chutz Laretz, whether it was in Pe'at Chak, it was too hard to be Machmir. There are now the Mishnah Berurah himself in the Bir Halacha, saying this all Bekitzer, but the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha says that someone should be Machmir if he's able to. His Lashon here, we're not going to be Meicha by the Makilim, but Roy Vinachin LaHachmir LaAtmayak upon him is that the Mishnah Berurah is the one who started making this movement to be Machmir on Chadash and Chutz Laretz, and there are those nowadays who do try to be machmer on it, and they try very hard. Even the Mishnah Berurah says you could be mekel on the kalim. It's a very large sugya. The general minhag is to be mekel, relying on the facts that Chadash and Chutz Laretz is mutter, or that it's Chadash, that tvua of goyim is mutter. There are those who took it upon themselves to be machmer, and there are whole like WhatsApp chats and websites to help people figure out what's yashan and what is not. Most bakeries are yashan. But a component, that's the basic shmuz. So if you have a person who's machmir not to eat chadash in Chutz Laretz, can he use chadash grain for his eruv? So it depends. If he takes it upon himself as a chumrah, he can. If he holds me ikar adin, he's being machmir, he holds that we cannot be samech on this bach. There are many people, the goyim said, kvar hiku al kol kadai. They're very upset. The goyim disagree with the bach very strongly. And the Vilna goyim held chadash aser bin eraisa, even the Chutz Laretz. I saw in a sefer one time, it says that which the Vilna Goyim was so machmer on Chadash is not necessarily going to be machayiv us to listen to him. The Rashbi was very large, and we don't follow every Zayar on the Halacha. So the Goyim, of course, was very large, not machayiv to be chayshish every single Vilna Goyim. Akaponim, but those who are machmer like that definitely will not be able to use it for their Eir. Those who treat it like a Chumra can, and the minig by most is to eat it mechatchila, and of course they can use the Chadash for their Eir. Anyways, I hope that was a basic background in Hilchas Chadash. We'll stop over here. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov, and we'll go right to Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.